Lucy, Super Sally, Super Joe, these will make them so, so happy. Don't know, you have to make these white men in their 40s feel happier. Don't ask where they were on January 6th.
Phew, dude, that was close. All right, now I can say confidently on the record, dude.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
I'm doing well, my brother.
Yeah, you're feeling good. You just got a new job.
Yeah,
you're
coming back.
Oh yeah, that's right. You are now Facebook official.
Well, no, but it's the same lady. But
you're Facebook official.
You posted pictures. I don't think we are.
We are
on the internet together. Yes.
You went and you said like, I love this woman.
I said that to her, but not publicly.
Whoa, but now you just did.
I know.
Oh, my God. Damn, Sully. It's all serious, dude.
No, it's real now,
damn,
dude.
Damn, dude. Well, hey, you heard it here first on breaking news. Fucking Sully's in love. He's in love, everyone. So don't believe the rumors, all right?
Yeah.
He's capable of true love.
If you see me with other women acting romantically, that's a bit. It's a joke.
Yeah, he's just doing a little bit. No. You know,
I'm off the market officially.
Really? Officially off? Damn, you're actually saying that?
I can't listen to I Got Spurs anymore, dude.
Why not?
It's not the same.
Or The Wanderer. You can't even listen to The Wanderer.
I can't The Wanderer, dude. Yeah. That's not me anymore.
Damn, you can't even romance your companions on any of the Fallout
dude,
games now.
Dude, I feel bad. Even the ghouls, I'm like, you're ugly, but you need some dick, but
right.
I can't.
It's not right.
It's not right. And they do. They're like rotting and stuff.
Yeah,
they're not going to get another handsome man like me, dude.
Another studly vault dweller coming down. Damn, Sally, I've never seen this side of you before.
Yeah.
You're always like, oh, you know, whatever. This is like some chick. I don't know. I kind of want to kill her. You know, whatever.
I thought you were doing a bit, but that's exactly.
I want to fucking kill this chick. I don't know where we stand after we had sex in a public bathroom. Or now it's true love. It's true love because she likes comic books like me.
Okay, whatever, dude. Nailed it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, dude, so what? So what if I know you better than you know yourself? That's part of the charm. That's the whole point of podcasting.
I don't like how you referenced my real life so much.
Oh, that's okay, dude. It's fine. Everyone thinks it's a little fucking bit.
Yeah.
Maybe we're going to get some viewers because... by the time this episode drops, the Lewis and Zach episode will be out.
Yeah, you said the N-word again.
I have.
I think you would have.
On Lewis and Zach, probably.
Maybe.
Yeah, they give me a blank canvas in which to work my craft.
Joe's coming in, guys.
Yeah.
Just all step back. No, man. I've had a good week.
You had a good
since
week.
I've seen you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in love.
You're in love. You're clearly in love, dude. You're dancing.
Money. I'm dancing.
You literally came in. You were like walking up the stairs. You were singing.
I was singing, but it was American Dad lyrics.
No, dude. You were singing like, Otto de Bella.
I could sing I could listen to Kick in the Head more now.
Yeah, that's true.
That's good. These are all Fallout references, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, well, that's how you live, dude.
It is, really. I latch on to one thing, and that'll be it for, like, 5 years.
Your Fallout identity? You're in your Fallout
dude,
era now?
It's bad.
Yeah?
It's gotten bad, dude. It's
This is my Vault Dweller era.
Yep. I got a
my Vault
00 on my back.
Ooh.
Or 16. I'm from Vault 69,
nice.
If you
I'm
know what I
Vault
mean.
I'm from Vault 420.
Oh, yep. You are. Is that the thing? That is the thing on the... Super Selly Joe's thing. It says, you're 420, I'm 69.
That's right. You're the sexual one. I'm the drug addict one.
Yes. Yes, that's the... I bring the sexual energy. You bring the
energy. Are we going to go do drugs energy?
Yeah. Dude, speaking of doing drugs,
uh-oh.
Went back to Connecticut this weekend, bro.
Yikes. Did you love being a Connecticut Yankee.
Oh, dude, I actually don't, but yeah, it's... I'm from there.
You love it.
And
you're like the king, dude. Every time I've seen you in Connecticut, you like holding court
with
the other Connecticut comics, and they're like, "So how do you get in New York?" And you're like, "You got to make sure when you go to the open mic and you get your name in the bucket, you fold the piece of paper with your name a little bit.
Put a little sauce for the pizza you ate on.
It hangs out a little bit." He's like, "Oh, maybe I'll take this one." "Oh, fucking, okay, you know, and look at that. Third group.
Third
lucky
group.
You.
Third group.
That's how it's done."
Yeah.
Is there nothing more humbling than open mics in New York City?
Oh, my God, dude. I want to kill myself.
I mean, even the showcases can be humbling, too.
I mean, it seems like the people who book lineups are like, we need someone from every section of comedy. Yeah.
let's face it, we're white men. So anything we say, some fucking disgusting POC out there will just try to recanalize it. Oh, they're just fucking white men. But it's like, yeah, we should be able to do whatever we want. We're white men. Like, something's wrong with America if the people that are supposed to win aren't winning.
Yeah, and like, what are we? What do you not want us to act white? Do you want me to act different?
And like, I'm sorry, like a lot of these comedy clubs, they're also restaurants, dude.
Yeah.
How are you gonna have an appetite if you're seeing a fucking minority up on stage talking about fucking police killing their cousins or whatever?
Yeah,
dude?
It's not great. Or women being like, yeah, "I had an abortion. What do you think about that?" It's like, I don't
disgusting.
Know. The clam chowder seems a lot more nasty now.
You know what? I bet most of these like women comedians, like, they all had an abortion.
Well, there's been one I've been seeing a lot lately.
Are you calling, not calling Genevieve?
She's been getting hammered on stage. Yes. And literally being like, yeah, my abortion died and I don't give a fuck. Why are you laughing? Do you not think me having a bloody, bloody dead baby rot out of me isn't funny? You must have voted for Trump, you fucking piece of shit. And then I'm sitting in the back going, dude, what the fuck? Like, I just don't know what, like, I'm like, yeah. I wish I was gay when I see shit like that every time.
The comedy's so bad.
And it's not Colleen Genevieve.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah, it is. What are you talking about, not Colleen? You're telling me specifically, you're like, God, I saw this fucking nutty broad. But
you
whatever.
Have to tell them what I tell you off mic.
Oh, what? Whatever, dude. It's fine. Dude, this is Super Sully Joe's. It's
true.
A safe space, dude. We only get like 140 listens, dude. It's our little secret, folks. We can keep a secret.
And guys, if all of you, 140 of you, just go tell one other person about the podcast and subscribe, we'd really appreciate it.
If you unsubscribe, though, we'll give you $20 because we want it to be a secret.
Yeah, you have to DM us and be like, and you have to do a screen recording of you unsubscribing and send it to us. And then, you know, send it to Joe. He'll send you the money. DM Joe. If you DM me, I'm going to send you over to Joe.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
And then he will pay you.
I will, dude. Don't worry, dude. But remember, some things are priceless, dude.
Yeah.
Some things are priceless.
I forgot. Oh, yeah. So that's been happening. Yeah, lady friend's cool.
You're in love.
Still, she's my girlfriend, but she's like my lady.
You updated your Facebook status to it's complicated.
I did not, but that would be
really
funny.
Do you ever
really
do that
funny.
Move?
No, not the
it's
complicated.
You never did the it's complicated?
I was married to a girl on Facebook who I went to camp with.
That's funny, dude. But yeah, you had Facebook when you were like a little ass kid.
Yeah, the first time I got it was, I think, junior year of high school.
I remember I had MySpace in college. That was a fucking ball,
I was
dude.
About to say, yeah, you... Oh, that had to be a way different experience for you.
Oh, dude, that's how you found, like, you could, like, literally get laid through MySpace.
Us, we were, like, girls our age were just fucking adults on MySpace.
Yeah, I was fucking your friends.
It was me.
I was pretending to be older than I actually was. I was pretending to be 25.
Oh, dude, so many. Dude, I feel like every girl in my high school, like, fucked an adult. Yeah.
And then, like, Tom, MySpace Tom, like, he was such a cool bro. He was like, I know a majority of MySpace is used for child sex trafficking, so I'm going to go ahead and wipe the servers entirely.
Wow.
And now MySpace is, like, all gone.
Yeah, it really is.
Which is, like, it sucks. Is like, I did have, like, some very early stand-up, like, I mean, like, 2005 stand-up that it would have been nice to be able to have. But at the same time, I'm kind of glad it went back out into the ether. Let it just live through the rose-tinted glasses of nostalgia. Because honestly, if I saw that now, I wouldn't want anyone else to see it.
Yeah, it's dude, old stand-up clips are so fucking
rough. It's tough, dude. I didn't really start getting good until, like, probably 2015, really, when I really started, like, getting, like, good.
Yeah, I still think I'm terrible.
And it takes time.
I think I'm better than a lot of people, but I'm still think I'm terrible, and I think they should think they're worse.
Well, stand-up is one of, like, the few things. Well, like most arts is, like, the long. If you do it consistently and you do it long, like, the older you get, the better you do get at it.
I did do 20 minutes without blinking this weekend, which was nice.
Yeah, dude. That's fun.
No, like I went to the show, the headliner. Shout out Giancarlo Biondino, dropped out.
Nice. Why?
He was at a better gig.
Oh, he got a better gig? Yeah, damn, dude. I'm glad you didn't reach out to your dear friend Joe Gorman, who was just literally twiddling his thumbs.
I showed up to the gig and they said, hey, Giancarlo's not here and he's not doing any time. Would you like to do the headlining spot? I said,
oh my God.
I would love that. I did, and I did really well, dude. People followed me after. Yeah. It was great. Like, I really did well. I was, you know me, I hate my stand-up, but afterwards I was like, fuck yeah.
I'm formally retiring from stand-up. Again? In January, I'm done.
Why?
I'm clearing out the rest of my shows in December. Yeah. And after that, dude, I'm done.
Yeah, you're just going to, what, game?
Yeah, I'm just still going to be a full-time gamer.
Full-time gamer. That's all
I'm
going to
be
do.
A 40-something gamer.
That's sexy, dude.
That's it, dude.
They don't have enough of those.
Yeah.
So don't play with the chords much.
It's a new thing, dude. It's over, though. The stand-up era.
You think so?
Done. Yeah, I made it through my 20s, now my 30s. I don't need to make it a part of my my 40s. Stupid. It's over.
You'll never give up, dude.
From now on, I'm just going by I'm Mr. Joseph Gorman. Just a regular guy. I don't even care. What's a drink ticket? What's that for?
That's true. You don't really drink.
What is it for, dude? There's no reason, dude. It's over. I'm just a regular civilian now, okay. Alex.
I like that. Yeah. Just in the guy who keeps getting mistaken for Ron Jeremy.
That's
everywhere
it, dude.
He goes.
Just me, dude. Just
hey, didn't they lock you up?
Not
you're
anymore.
Just like, ha-ha.
I'm out. I'm out, dude. I got up for good behavior. What was the crime?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we need him back, dude. Actually, we got some good male porn stars. My generation has pretty good ones.
Yeah, there's some banger porn stars out there now.
Mm-hmm. Big
Who's
fan.
Who's your favorite one?
If it's, you mean like...
You like Danny D.
Who's that?
He's the blonde-haired British guy with the massive
Oh, you mean
cock.
A guy? Guy's sewn gray all day, dude. Oh, I've said a million times.
He's black.
No, he's white. Super white. Very white.
What about Rocco? He actually raped women.
Yeah, Rocco's a weirdo.
He beat women up.
You know, dude, it's gotten really... the more you go down any porn star rabbit hole, the more you realize how like demeaning they are to each other.
I think some guys are pretty cool with each other.
No, pretty cool, but like you see ones like Rocco where it's like, put your head in a toilet while I like punch you in the side.
I feel like for male porn stars, and hey, if you're a male porn star, let me know in the comments and tell me if I'm wrong. But I feel like for a male porn star, you either get into that business because you really love women or you really hate women.
Yeah, James Dean's ones are wild too. He also had a few accusations.
Everyone liked James Dean because he was like a cute. Like I remember like one of my girlfriends was like, I love James Dean. I love him. I'm a fucking kinky girl.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh god, he's a rapist. She's like, what? Yeah. And then like all that stuff,
yeah,
dude.
He apparently went too far in some of his videos that say. 18-year-old gets turned into fuck me. That's
well,
like my favorite
he
one.
He did a lot of like the porn star punishment stuff, but like a lot of
like
thing
the,
is a lot of thing is like, yeah. You know, like they have like clear, you know, consent.
I know, but it's wild, dude. I've seen some of those and I'm just like, oh man, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I've also been with some really kinky girls. Yeah. I've fish hooked a girl too.
Oh, you fish hooked a girl?
Yeah, but it's cuz they did like it, but no, afterwards it I was like, ah,
what?
It's weird. It's
what's
just
the, what's
weird
the, that was
someone,
the weirdest thing you ever did to a girl?
No, but that's just weird.
What's
that
the most
likes,
violent thing you ever did to a woman?
I've had, like, a girl's asked me to slap them during sex.
Really? Oh, my God.
But I, you know, I didn't enjoy it.
I think the craziest thing I ever...
But I did it like this. Like, yeah. I didn't, like... Jesus Christ. Yeah. I wasn't like, whack! I was like...
You pull a fucking Stephen Wolf and fucking slap me in the face and I... We end yet another podcast, and I have to purge all of this shit, dude.
Yeah, no. It's more like you got to go upside, you know what I mean? You can't go like this. You got to go like boop, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to like, and just
like skipping rocks, you know what I mean? A little.
Damn, dude.
But
you're
intense. But I'm not, dude, I had an ex be like, would you want to tie me up? And I was like, no. But that's mainly because of movies.
Yeah.
Movies are like, yo... Anytime someone gets tied up to a bed in a movie, it's always bad.
They always steal the wallet, dude. Yeah, they always steal some shit.
in comedies, it's
stolen, like something funny happens, but it's still like it's not good that they're tied up.
George Costanza.
And then, dude, horror movies, it's like Gerald's Game, where it's like you'd get tied up.
Or like a body dodge.
Dude. Or you get tied up and someone comes in to chop your penis off, dude.
Like, nah, I couldn't break my penis, dude. I get it too fucking hard.
Like, the fucking thing breaks. It's like comical. They take an axe, like the fucking axe shatters.
The fuck is wrong with this guy? I'm just thinking of fucking stepmom porn.
James Dean!
My pubic hairs go Super Saiyan.
Yeah, they're like razors, dude.
Yeah. Damn, dude. Tis the season.
Yeah.
This might be the last episode of the year because I'm going to be in California next week.
Ooh.
Forever.
Yeah, and I'm going to be, unless you want to do one this weekend, yeah.
No, I'm going to be gone this weekend.
Oh,
I literally fly out on Saturday. I didn't get a return ticket. New York, congratulations. Another rising star chewed up and spat out by the city that never sleeps.
Mm, yeah.
Goodbye, Alexander. You've always been a true friend.
That's right.
But I returned to the West Coast. Tail between my legs forever. Forever.
Okay. I don't believe you. I know you're lying. Because I know you're lying. I just wait for you to stop. Because you're coming back. Because you guys have pets here.
We're taking Finny.
You didn't
He's now a
anything.
West Coast dog.
You didn't pack one thing.
Yeah, well, we're getting shipped. Fresh start, dude. I'm a minimalist.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm living in New York forever, but...
Really? Yeah, I don't want to live here forever. I don't want to live here right now.
I do enjoy it, but at the same time, I'm also
Should we live in it, move to a gated community?
Ooh, that'd be nice. No blacks. Somewhere where there's just whites. That's all I know.
We could have, like, fucking cookouts and shit.
Yes.
Yeah, just a nice little life, dude.
Hamburgers, hot dogs. I don't want ribs. I don't want pork. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, dude, we don't need that fucking colored food.
Jeez, okay.
Like, let's be real, dude. Basic hamburgers.
Yeah, I think those are fake, too. Like, all joking aside, like, black barbecues, like, I've never seen one in the wild.
Yeah.
And I know we're up here, but.
Yeah, it's like, I don't, like, a cookout. There's not, like, really a cookout.
I've never seen one. I've never even met black friends who are like, I'm going to a cookout.
You never saw, like,
not
that
one.
Shit? Well, like, you see that shit in, like, Brooklyn and crap where they have, like, a little, like, propane grill.
Yeah.
And some shit.
I see more Hispanics doing that, actually.
It's all the same, dude.
Yeah, right? As long as if it's not this, dude, my lady, she's half Japanese.
Yikes,
and she doesn't.
You got a half Jap, dude. You got to be careful.
I know.
With them.
I know, dude. Dude, she could be a sleeper.
Was her father a GI?
He's Italian.
Mamma mia.
So the mom's Japanese.
So 2/3 of the axis of evil right there.
Oh, dude, it's brutal.
Damn.
But she's half Japanese and half white. But she never brings up that she's white because she knows she's not. Like, really, you know what I mean?
Well, she's not really Asian either. That's, like, part of the
problem
of being half.
That's her problem, not ours.
Yeah, that's like, part of, like, being, like, mixed race. Like, you're not anything.
Yep.
You're
too bad,
you're just a fucking freak nothing.
Yeah, you get to be, like, you're not like us, dude, where it's fucking straight, full-blooded white. And even
pure
me.
Pure Aryan.
When they find out, I guess, I'm Italian, they might even, some people are like, but that's not real anymore.
Nah, I think, like.
Italians cut for real carved our own, like, piece of the white race out.
I really think it was, like, once, like, black people started drinking out of the same fountain, they were like, all right, we got bigger things to worry about than these grease balls.
Yeah.
But, you know, you might be back on the menu now that this Luigi character.
Yeah, I know, dude.
Going around capping,
dude,
CEOs.
That's the funniest thing, too, is black people and Italians are at odds right up until they're not. Like, Italians can be super racist towards black people, and black people can be super indifferent towards Italians. But once they, like, find one common thing, they become, like, best friends. Because at the core, we all like the same things. It's like, you know, really bad food, beating women, like, gambling, like, crime. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, that's
yeah.
Italians and black people. Like, we like that shit.
Jewelry.
Black men, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the men, when we get together, we're like, we're the same. But
track suits.
Yeah, dude. Nike
sunglasses,
nice
in
shoes,
size.
Dude. Exactly, nice shoes, yeah. Designer shit. And again, be like the mistreatment of women. That's like, if they both see that, you're like, you know,
hating women, but claiming that they love their mother.
Right. Yes, dude. Being like, yo, my mom, she's the best. But if another woman ever disrespects me in any way,
yeah,
I put her through the fucking
wall. And by disrespect, I mean call me out on my shit.
Yeah, like, no, and I mean, like, yeah, disrespect is a is a very one-sided term.
Yeah. Do you think you think Tupac Shakur hated women, huh?
He definitely did.
Yeah. No, he was a bad guy.
He kept getting into shit, but I don't know if he... Dude, famous people and the women they choose to fuck around with, it's like, yeah, I don't really believe it. That's, those situations always dicey.
If you were famous, would you like fuck around with a celebrity?
I mean, well, if I was famous and not dating
a
lady,
who would you be? Like, okay, say your lady, say your lady died in a car crash.
Oof,
right?
Well,
brutal.
She's Asian, so
yeah,
statistically,
flying through the windshield.
Statistically, that's probably how it
flies through the windshield, sliced to ribbons, dead immediately.
I'm waiting any day for that call
before she even hits the cement. She's out. So you're a free man.
Yeah.
They're like, Sully, your fucking YouTube, your 15-minute YouTube special, it's gone viral.
Woo!
9 million views on the first day. This is huge. This celebrity wants to suck your cock. Who's the celebrity? Who is it?
It's Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney?
Always Sydney Sweeney, yeah.
Nice, dude. Is
I'm
it
basic,
like,
dude.
Now, she porked up a little bit.
That's fine with me, dude.
Yeah, do you see her, like, those
she
bikini
pictures?
She can't
get super fat. But she can, you know.
White women walk a delicate line.
Yeah, it's like, you can't, yeah. I don't know. I'm done with, like, super fat women. I've done my time, dude.
Yeah, you did
I've done my time. I've rolled around in the mud, as they say. I've gone in the trough with them, all right? Yeah. I've been there, dude. I've, like, for real been there. Like, I can talk some shit, okay?
Yeah.
Having said that, I'm done.
You're okay, done. Done. You're out.
I'm out. Unless I, there, I'm, never mind. This just sounds horrible.
What? What's the wrong?
It's like, I've told you guys this, but it's like the only time I think I'm dating someone now. But if like
you love somebody,
I was
now.
Yes. If I was ever in not dating someone and in a for real slump of like dry spell, yeah. That's when I would lower my standards again. Mm. But that hasn't happened in a long time.
Nice.
So we're staying strong.
Mine.
I got a lovely lady.
Yeah.
You know, who is not fat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
My celebrity would be Fran Drescher.
Fran Drescher. Or
modern.
Oh, Hillary Duff. Never mind. I take it back. We go back. Sydney Sweeney's just the new broad. And I do like her. I don't even pretend like to not be basic about it. Like she knows exactly what she's doing. But Hillary Duff
is great because she's have her like Lizzie McGuire. She like literally grew up alongside you.
Exactly. And she has, there's photos of her giving head in her high-rise apartment or whatever.
That's very cool.
Which is really cool. I like
what
that.
What a fucking chill chick. And
yeah.
She had sex with Wilmer Valderrama.
Right, which means she's down for some silly loot.
Which means she likes being groomed.
That is true. Oh, yeah.
That whole fucking cast is fucked.
Yeah. They
except Topher Grace.
I know. Topher Grace is the only one who got out of all of it, apparently.
You know why? Because he was Venom.
That's true.
And, like, it's, like, impossible to be, like, evil if you portray a comic
it's
book
so
character.
It's so crazy how that movie is, it's bad, but it's...
Spider-Man 3?
It's become, like, it's so fun to watch, though. It's well, not good,
it's
but
just,
it's
just nostalgia, dude.
No, but it's, like, the bad parts are hilarious, and it makes it great.
Like the dancing?
Dude, dude, if you watch that scene, that's me, by the way. That's
oh, yeah,
me with
you?
Emo- dude...
Bullshit talk.
I'm on the phone while a dimey feeds me cookies and I'm drinking milk. You kidding me? That's my life.
You think the landlord's daughter's a dimey?
She's so hot, dude. Are you kidding
really?
Me?
Really?
I loved her.
I thought
that.
She always looked all bug-eyed and shit, dude.
No, I love her, dude.
Give me that honey Gwen Stacy played by Bryce Dallas Howard.
Oh, she's pretty cute. Yeah.
Oh, my God. She could shit in my mouth.
I like Gwen Stacy. It is Gwen Stacy, right?
Yeah, Gwen Stacy. I wouldn't have saved her when she fell off that building so that way I could have sex with her corpse,
wait,
dude.
Wait, that... Gwen Stacy's the landlord's daughter?
No. Gwen Stacy is in Spider-Man 3,
right.
Played by Bryce Dallas Howard.
Sorry. My bad.
She dated Harry for a minute, and then
right,
and then Peter took her on that spike date. Yeah,
no, it's
that
so
was
good.
Cool. Isn't it cool? Like modern media basically made the symbiote like, oh yeah, you kind of become a fucking fuck boy.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, just like fucking make me want to eat brains.
Yeah,
right.
I know, dude. All you do is you're a little bit of a douche.
Yeah.
At bars.
I think, like, they did it a little bit better in the Venom movie, but, like, it was, like, Venom without Spider-Man, so what's the point?
Yeah, they got to stop doing that.
The problem is Venom's such a popular character. Like, that movie was... Like, they had, like, even though the fucking plot was fucking stupid...
Yeah.
They had Tom Hardy, who's a fucking amazing actor.
Stud, yep.
And a character that everyone loves. People... love like people love Venom independent of Spider-Man. Now, I'm not saying that you should have a Venom movie without. It's like they did with the Black Adam, where they tried to shoehorn in like a conflict with Superman. Black Adam needs to have conflict with Captain Marvel, or Shazam, as he's now known.
Right.
And Venom needs conflict with Spider-Man before he goes off. And you can build a franchise around Venom, but you first have to introduce him.
They could have built
because they're so intricately connected.
Entwined. Yeah, and they should have. Dude, it should have been a movie where they could do a trilogy with Venom just like that, but Venom's in the universe where it's like Peter Parker finds Venom. He gets on Eddie Brock. That's the first movie. Second movie, they fight, and then they eventually like team up at the end or something. And then the third one is the symbiote god shit, and then they really team up. Or, like I said, it's like first one's intro, second one's like battle, like almost Empire Strikes Back, fucking Batman versus the Joker type shit.
Well, if they have like,
and then the third one, they team up.
The third one, they can do like the Venom standalone where he fights Carnage, and they can make that
R-rated. Too. Yeah, Carnage could show up.
So that way they could do something like
and played by a young guy. Why was Woody Harrelson doesn't look like, they tried to make him look like Cletus Cassidy, and he doesn't look like him at
all. They should have had that kid who played Joker in Gotham.
Yep. Everyone said that. Everyone said he would have been perfect.
Yeah, but honestly. Then he probably doesn't want to get typecast as like the psychotic bad guy.
In everything?
Yeah.
I mean, what else is he going to be? The gay guy who sucks off the Muslim laundry owner from Shameless?
He does That's do what he that. Did. Yeah. But he was also in that Jedi Outcast series.
Yeah, he's a good actor. He's pretty good. Yeah. He's a pretty good actor. I think he'll be okay, no matter what he does.
You think he's all jacked now, too. He's on steroids.
Just like the... I hate when women... My lady thinks Jeremy Allen White's hot, dude.
Uh-oh.
Nothing. So, you know what else she thinks is hot?
All women think Jeremy Allen White. Of course he's fucking hot.
He's not hot.
Oh, get out of here, Sally.
Hot.
Sally, get out of
hot.
Here. He's like a man. Like he's like a man. Fucking stud, dude.
He is not, dude. He has those shit. He has shit lips.
No, he has pouty fucking lips.
Fucking
he has
bitch
blue
ass
eyes.
Googly eyes.
Oh my god, he's so fucking.
He looks like
jealous.
A fucking dude who lives by a lake
you
in my hometown.
You would say this regardless. It's
no.
Because your lady. Has a fucking crush. So now
I would say this without my lady.
No, you.
I hate Jeremy Allen White.
You're puffing up your chest.
I hate that they think he's hot. He's not hot.
How is he not
hot? He's barely even a good actor. He's barely a good actor. He is not hot. He's always wet looking. You think he looks like
a stud,
fucking?
Dude.
He looks like a. Looks like Liam Dalton if he just got a little more muscle.
Liam Dalton's fucking cool too.
He's the man, but he's not hot.
He's hot, dude. He's
sorry,
like
sorry. Shout
hottest,
out Liam Dalton.
Hottest
I like
comics.
Liam Dalton.
Hottest comics in NYC.
He also looks wet. Why, Liam? Why do you look wet all the time but dry at the same time?
Well, I got worked up about how are you going to let another man get you all worked up, Sally? That's the gayest thing.
I don't
making.
Understand.
You're getting
Jeremy
all fucking
Allen
hot
White.
And bothered thinking
she's
about
not
Jeremy
hot.
Allen White.
Jeremy Allen White is not hot.
He's like, oh, he's not hot. Why does he make my cock so fucking hard? He's not even a fucking hot guy.
A hot guy. All right, so Brad Pitt is a hot guy.
Yeah.
Name it. Give me some other hot guys. I'll tell you if they're hot or not.
Oh,
right now.
Hot or not.
Idris Elba, hot guy.
Yeah. Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan, extremely hot. And dates a fat woman who wasn't always fat.
Yeah.
So kind of shame on him for not trying to get her healthier. But...
He doesn't
Moving
need
on.
To, dude. He's just waiting for her to die.
Yeah, he can. He probably has a few side sniz, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. He's James Bond, baby.
Who played Lemon in Bullet Train? Kick-Ass. He's hot.
He's a groomed child, too.
Yeah, he was groomed.
He was straight up groomed.
Yeah. And he doesn't complain about
he
it. Men be, don't complain about being groomed.
He needs to be like, some men just like an old bitch.
Yeah. Dude, no, it's so funny when every man who's been groomed, they're like, you know, he was groomed, and everyone goes, he doesn't complain about it, though, do they? And they go, no. And
well,
you go,
nobody that's nobody. Groomed complains about it because they don't know anything about it. It's like the analogy, and like they don't know any fucking way else, dude. That's fucking the point of grooming.
It's pretty
that's
good,
the
dude.
Whole point of
yeah, but
they're not complaining.
No,
like,
but
they
like
don't know how to
other people, when it's revealed to you, aren't you kind of like, wait a minute?
Even then, it's like they don't want to fucking... A lot of people that are groomed, they don't want to take the accountability because...
I guess
it's
true.
Also like the shame of being like, well, I don't want... I think I'm better than that. And they don't want to admit that they're manipulated. But people are manipulated, you know? And like, oh, you know, and like a lot of the groomers are like, oh, I got fucking Riz. It's like, no, you fucking tricked a fucking minor. It's like the easiest thing in the world to have sex with a fucking teenager. Yeah. It's actually cool.
I have
to
a
have
bit
sex
about
with
that.
A woman your age.
Well, I have a bit about that where it's like I hate when we meet dudes are mm-hmm. well, you're a little older than me, but
I'm much older than
any
you.
Adult man who's like, bro, if I knew what I knew now about chicks in high school, I would have gotten laid so much more. And it's like you could just apply that to now.
You why? Wanna, my why mom's asleep. To, you want to go smoke some weed and eat Tortino's pizza yeah. rolls?
What you know now as an adult, it's like, yo, I could totally have gotten underage pussy. You know, it's like, yeah. I could go back in time and totally score. It's like, bro, you could just try that on adult women.
I don't know. You just need the confidence to like, what dads should tell their kids or what anyone should really tell their kids if they want dating advice is like, look, you should ask out as many people as you can in high school because once you graduate, everyone's going to far away. And you know what? You'll be lucky to see everyone in this group, you know, maybe 2-3, you know, times before the reunion. You know, maybe it's a little different with social media, but not really.
Yeah,
I would like you'll touch base with shit, but you won't see the people.
Yeah, I tell them shoot your shot all the time.
Yeah.
No matter what.
It's like none. I would be like none of this
you know,
matters.
Within reason, yeah.
This is going to be a blip in the big picture. Right now, it seems like so much because you're so young. So 4 years seems like, 4 years is like a quarter of your fucking life at that point. No, I'm not really. Maybe like you know 1/5 of your life,
yeah,
but still, it's a big chunk. And you know, so you think like, but things would be like ruined forever. It's like no, not forever. Chances are, you ask a person out, they say no. You graduate. And they never think about you again. Yeah. You can move on with your life. And you know what? In a bigger thing, that's life too, dude. A lot of people in your life, people are just going to move on and you know.
It's fine.
Forget. And that's just
you won't even not be friends it won't even be like a falling out. It just happens.
People just drift apart, man. And the older you get, like the more it happens because you just have other shit that occupies your time, other shit that you have to do now. That you didn't have to do before when you were younger.
Mm.
It sucks, but
yeah,
that's life, baby.
I think a big thing, too, with not like why I didn't get laid when I was younger, but like I was always attracted to like adult women. So when I was younger, it was like, I don't know, when it was harder for me to approach like young, stupid chicks because I'm a fucking idiot, too. So I don't know what to do. But now that I'm an adult. And I'm better with women. I don't know. It's easier for me to talk to adult women than it was for me when I was younger. I don't know. I don't even know. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm even trying to say.
It's easier to talk to women now.
I guess.
It's easier to talk to people in general.
I mean, like, I don't know, in movies, like, adult women seemed more accessible. And then in movies with, like, high schoolers, it was always like, she's so cool, dude. And, like, all the characters always... You know what's funny? There's never a movie about popular kids. There's never a movie about, like, the popular kids just doing stuff. It's always a movie about, like, nerds being like, oh, I wanna have a party and meet the hot chicks. And it's like, you don't... That's a lot... If you're like me when I was younger, that's, like, who I identified with watching those movies.
Really?
So, yeah.
I always identified with the jock, beating
you
up
were,
the nerds.
You were the.
I was like, "Fuck yeah, dude!" Doing like cake stands, dude. Showing up, fucking shoving people in the lockers. That's what's up.
Super
I remember
bad.
When like the Columbine happened, I'm like, "Damn, dude!
They're
fucking,
coming for me.
They're gonna come for me, dude! I'm a fucking popular jock. I was like fucking doing curls and shit, and they
so
were like,
funny.
"Hey, Jamie, you heard? They're coming for the jocks now." And I'm like, What are you talking about, T-Bone?"
the Superbad dude, like that movie was 100%,
about a rapist.
100% my high school experience.
You tried to rape a woman,
no.
Get her drunk so you could fuck her. That's the whole plot of the movie.
Doing.
Oh, I need to not me, dude.
That's what everyone was doing.
I based mine on the first Austin Power movies where Vanessa says, "Kiss me," also he's like, "No, it's not right, you're drunk."
That
and I'm like, damn,
that.
that's always been my credito.
I don't mean
Unless I was drunk first.
You put words in my mouth. That movie is very blunt about it, but the point I always took away from the movie is like, yeah, every kid my age, all we did every weekend was try to get alcohol and go party at
really?
A party because chicks would show up and then they'd want to drink and everyone knows. Yeah.
You didn't just like watch movies and skateboard and hang out?
No, I actually just went to the parties. I didn't ever acquire alcohol. I would just go to the parties.
We went to parties, but we just like went to be like, all right.
Yeah.
Fucking people.
Yeah.
And it's always like a little weird, like you're like, okay, cool. I'm looking at people outside of the context of being in high school.
Yeah.
And I remember like, fuck, everyone has like a nicer house. I remember like just being like, everyone has a nicer house.
That was a big thing. I also didn't drink either. I just liked being at parties.
But then
like,
you end up being the designated driver.
Yeah, and then I ended up smoking. I smoked mad weed. So
I never smoked weed either. I didn't smoke weed until college. And then I didn't
17,
smoke weed
regularly
until like 25 when I was trying to get off drinking.
Nice.
And then like it was like basically the past like 15 years I've just been getting stoned every fucking waking minute of my life.
Well,
which is also fine.
Dude, well, at least we're honest about our addictions or whatever. I hate running into comics and they do sets where they're like, I'm sober now. I still smoke though. I don't drink. That was my problem. And it's like,
no,
just be honest.
It's like being a fucking stick in the mud is your problem.
Yeah. Well,
I just don't like the taste of it. It's like, damn, I'll tell you what, man. If like Coca-Cola would get me fucked up,
dude,
dog. But it's like, no, because like even like a rum Coke and shit, like it has like a little fucking, it still tastes like alcohol.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he's spazzing out, dude. He loves it. He just showed up just to say hi.
I love a vodka cranberry, but I don't at the same time. Like, that's the best drink I love, and even that sometimes I'm like, oh, it's too harsh.
I do like wine, though. I like a red wine.
Yeah.
I like getting fucked up. I like getting wine drunk because it's just different. I think it's all the sugars in the wine. It just makes you all fucking goofy.
I've never gotten drunk off wine now that I think about it.
Really? Oh, it's fun.
I had to pick up my super old uncle, though.
Great
uncle off the floor when I visited him in California.
Yeah.
I came home to my great aunt being like, Alex, can you come in here? And my uncle was just splayed out, like half on the couch, half on the floor. And he was like, I'm so sorry about this. I was like, fuck, dude, you're having a great night. You know what I mean? That's like, what am I supposed to, like, I've done that with, like, kids my age. Like, I'm going to help you, of course, dude. He was like, he's like, I don't usually get this drunk. I'm like, brother, you have your house. Yeah. You're fine. I don't care. We're having a good time.
That's why, like, part of, you know, being an adult is, like, making that switch over to weed. Where it's like, okay, I'll pass out, but, like, I'm not, like, passed out like this. I'm passed out, like, sleeping.
Yeah.
You know, which happened. Like, I passed out on this couch numerous times, like, you know, just like smoking some weed, putting on a YouTube iceberg video on Half-Life or something. You know?
Oh, I was like, what do you, I thought you had been like watching icebergs go by.
No,
what
it's like always about? Like those like conspiracy things.
Yeah.
A lot of that. Yeah. I watch a lot of these. Like, now I've been like watching these videos where it's like this former like fucking vet. Is talking about like it's basically like creepypasta type shit where he's like, did you know about this? He was telling a story about John F. Kennedy's older brother that the Kennedy family originally wanted to be president, but he died in like a suicide mission in World War II, and because of that, like John F. Kennedy Jr.
got shot up like, to the ranks,
and they were like, all right, you're gonna be president now. It was like a crazy fucking story. I didn't do it justice at all, but it was fucking wild.
I wish, I wish my family could, like, just move have any sort of power. You know
I found
I mean?
Out, like, a lot
just
of my.
Just to move, yeah. Just to have any type of advantage in the world. But
a lot of, like, my dad's family, like, so my dad's dad had, like, a brother and a sister, and both the brother and the sister had, like, much more successful children. So there's like there are like wealthier versions of like the Gorman family that like understand Wall Street and shit. They're stockbrokers and like, but it's like they live in like a fancy fucking like, you know, they've retired young and shit. Like it's like, but like you don't want that fucking life. You don't want to get up at like fucking 6 a.m.
No, dude.
Look at the stock market. That fucking pressure on your heart, dude.
Dude, all my family are so much more successful than me in every way of like family, like career.
Yeah.
But it's not, none of them seem unhappy at all. It's just they're also like, I'm doing what I want to do. You know what I mean? They're, if I wanted, this is no disrespect to them. If I wanted to do that, I could.
Anyone can be like a heartless business mongrel.
Anyone, but not even that, dude. Anyone can just be like, oh, I got a job, and that's it. You know what I mean? Like, dude, I could have been a delivery driver for the rest of my life if I wanted to, but I don't want to. You know what I mean? I want, that's just like a passing, the, that's just paying the bills to do what I really want to do. And I think a lot of my family, too, they also, like, more, I don't know what their dreams were, but I can tell they don't pursue them. You know what I mean? In general, like, they went to, they did the basic stuff. They went to college. They got, they met someone. They got married. They had kids. They both have careers. That's great. But that's not for me. I never wanted that ever. So, and I've talked to other people recently, like adults, and I asked them how much money they've ever had, like savings wise. And it's staggering how little money some people have and have still been, have an air of success. You know
like
what I mean?
Like what? Like what's, like, what's the one that surprised you the most?
Dude, like, for example, like, I talked to one of my family members recently, and they always seem to have it together for the most part. And I was like, how much money have you ever had in your, what's the most money you've ever had in your bank account? Just curious. And they said, I've never had more than like $1,000. I was like, are you serious? And they said, I've always been behind. I've always had to catch up. And I go, you always seem so put together. I go, yeah, but I make it work. And I do. It's, and I have a children. That's another thing. They have, you have a child and shit happens.
Yeah.
So, but my point is I have a little more than $1,000. You know
how
what
much
I mean? It's
have
like
saved?
None of your business.
Come on.
It's just
140,000.
I wish, dude. Oh my God. If I never got caught selling weed, I'd have easily $100,000.
Damn.
Not kidding. No exaggeration, dude. But and that's just profit. I mean, that's like the money I kept.
Yeah.
Not the money I've spent. Anyway, yeah, don't ever get caught. If you're selling drugs and listening to this, don't ever get caught. You take your money and run. My point, dude, is I'm doing better than I thought. I found that out this week too, so I'm
thank God.
I'm going to be and then with the new year, dude, I mean, you're again, welcome to come help us write some sketches, but we're gonna start doing some sketches. I mean, you're all
who's in it?
It's me and Ryan are writing them, and then
Ryan
my roommate
bailed.
He's coming this Tuesday.
You know
he did
he's
bail.
Not.
He did bail.
He bailed.
He
dude.
Did bail that piece
and
of shit.
And he was laughing, dude. He was
I
like,
believe it.
He texted me on the side, and he was like, "I'm not even gonna respond to this fucking loser."
He didn't. That's how I know.
And
you
he like
said
sent
that.
A bunch of like laughing emojis.
What a bastard. Yeah. Well, he's coming tomorrow night. You're welcome to come. And
tomorrow night. What am I doing tomorrow night?
If not. You can act in them, obviously, but this year, watch out. I'm going to be putting out some sketches, and they're going to be very funny.
What's the name of the sketch group called?
Oh, I don't know if we'll name it. I don't know if it's going to be a sketch group per se, but, you know.
Or are you just going to release it on your website?
Going to release
it. Or your YouTube?
Just put them out into the ether and say, hey, if you think this is funny, just keep coming back, because we'll keep doing them if you do. You know. Anyway, sorry if this episode's too much inside baseball. Suck our dicks either way, dude. You people don't just
you don't appreciate
reach out to
thing.
Me. If you want anything changed, you can text me. You can reach out on my Instagram, Silly Sally. You know who else's Instagram they can reach out to too?
Your girlfriend? I
don't
no, believe.
Don't do
frog
no, boat. don't put out her. Don't. No. Don't talk about
what? Like, well, if they find your page, they're gonna see her fucking thing anyway.
Know. Well, yeah, well, they can do that, but
and they'll find her,
different.
Dude.
I'm sure they'll find her. She's pretty too, so she's gonna get harassed. I'm sure.
Watch out! They'll be like, "Hey, you took Sully's edge away,
dude."
I'd be careful, dude, because I've had like fans like assassinate my girlfriend, and they were like, "I did it for you, Joe. I did it for the pod," and I was like, "Damn."
No. If anything, I have to just worry about. Scumbag comedians now, which
trying to steal your girl.
Not steal. It's dude, comedians don't understand like, just like keep like I don't know, man. I've never DM'd a stand-up's girlfriend.
Why would
I mean?
You?
I exactly, but dude, my ex, who's a real piece of shit. Oh my God, dude, the amount of DMs she would show me and be like, "This comedian, you know them? They just DM me this," and I'd be like. Why are you even DMing them? And she'd be like, "I don't know. They follow me, and I just..." And I'd be like, "Go fuck yourself. Get out of my face." And it's like, yeah, she's a piece of shit.
Damn,
if you're listening,
really?
You know she is. Yeah, we're all friends with
thank
her.
God.
Not really. She's a bad person. So.
Really?
Who would, dude? That's like, I don't know. I would. I don't. Yeah. That, no, that's really.
She's like, fight for me, Sully.
I'm not gonna fight any. I could kill most comedians, but it's
who
like
would
I'm
you
also.
First?
I would not fight for that chick ever. That chick is whack, dude.
Whoa.
My current lady, I'd probably fight for.
You fight for her.
Yeah.
What if she was like, this guy just fucking DM'd me?
I'd not be happy. If it was someone from here, I'd confront them.
Like who?
Anyone. I'm like, not scared of any
Ryan
comedians.
Peterson?
I would kill Ryan, but
really?
He wouldn't do that.
No.
I would just go to Ryan's apartment and assault him.
Ryan loves Grace too much.
He does love Grace, dude.
He loves her.
I gave them a ride home, and they were canoodling in the back seat a lot. A lot of hand over the pants stuff,
that's
if you know
sweet.
What I mean.
He probably like slipped you a dollar bill, and he was like, hey, Sally, why don't you do another spin around the block?
Put the partition up.
Yeah. Let's take another spin around the block. My girl's about to doze off.
We're in a Subaru. It's getting real steamy back here. You might want to put up the partition before some liquid gets sprayed your way.
Nice, dude.
You might not know which kind it is.
You're in a serious relationship. I'm basically engaged. Fucking Ryan's in a relationship. Should we do a three-way date?
Ooh, that'd be fun. We have to get Aria out here, though.
Oh, yeah. Where does she live?
Connecticut.
Oh, that's never going to last, dude.
Things about her.
That's never going to last. She's in Connecticut. Sally, you got to move her out here.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yikes, dude. You got to say, like, Vanessa, if you really love me, you'll move out to New York. And then if she moves out to New York, then you're going to be like, oh, fuck.
There's always
That's the best thing. You ever have a woman call your bluff and move out to New York?
No, my ex almost did, though. That's when we decided to not date anymore because I realized she'd be uprooting her life to come here and that I didn't really love her. So
whoa, that's a harsh reality, huh?
I didn't say it like that. The first part I did. The second part I didn't say I don't love you. I
never fucking loved you.
She would say it to me.
She said she loved
and
you.
And I would like zigzag around it, and then I just pointed out like, you've said it to me, right? And she said, yeah. I go, I've had trouble. I haven't said it to you. She goes, yeah. And I go, I don't know when I'm gonna say it. I don't think about it like that. And it was sad. It was very sad, dude. I got really sad. Right?
Oh, spaghetti.
But it was fine. We're cool. We're buds.
Moved on.
We're friends as in we are cool, but we do not really talk.
Why would you?
Right.
Why would you talk to anyone you've had sex with?
Right. That is true. Once you've had sex and we're not anymore, it's like, did you love that? Dude, that's what my other ex would love to do. She's like, why can't we be friends? It's like, why? We weren't friends ever.
Which ex?
Retard.
What's her name?
We don't have to say her name. She's a bad person. You
They're
don't have
all
to,
bad.
You don't have to give. No,
to
I say Nikki's name. Nikki's the good ex. The other ex, we don't say her name because she's actually a bad person.
A bad person.
And you don't have to give energy to that person by saying their name.
Well, you're giving a lot of energy by not saying their name.
But I'm saying that I'm just disparaging them. It's a difference.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They're like a bad person.
Gotcha.
But
not friends with your ex.
You weren't friends before.
Yeah.
Why would we? Sorry. Now all the things we were attracted to about each other, we're not doing, and now we're gonna hang out. Thanks. Yeah. I'll go do that with a man.
Luckily, all of my exes have died of AIDS.
Oh well, that's what happens when you have sex with a fag like you.
What?
A dirty little smut like you,
just,
dude.
Just from sharing needles. What a gross way. Like it, you know. I think like the problem is like AIDS is like gross perfect. Because it's either you're sharing a needle, which is fucking gross. That's fucking gross. I'd like to think that if I was a heroin addict, I'd have like my own needles.
Okay, when you're a stoner, you have like everyone has like their own little
right,
box.
Dude. Like how does okay? So like you're telling me like. For some reason, like a fucking drug addict who, by the DARE standards, their first exposure to drugs was marijuana.
Yeah, which
so you have like
it's actually alcohol, but yeah.
Yeah, of course it's alcohol, dude, but they can't say that because all the fucking money. DARE's sponsored by Budweiser, you know that.
No.
Yeah.
So funny.
I just made that up, but that sounds right.
Dude, it does, though.
Because like, they're always like, they never like mention, they're like, hey, alcohol, you have to be an adult. They basically say don't like buy alcohol underage, but...
yeah.
Have you ever bought alcohol for a minor?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone has, dude.
Well,
it's like a nice thing to do.
I worked at a pizza parlor. Yeah. So I've told you about this pizza parlor, but everyone there was, a lot of them were underage. And yeah, we would be drinking and they drink with us. Mm. And then they'd be like, can you go get me alcohol? And we'd be like, fine. We're already drunk.
And I was like, you kids don't want to do that.
Oh,
Andrew, try some of this fucking ketamine.
This other thing, too. Everyone there who was underage was doing drugs. and I want to clarify, not me, fucking the older staff. Like, it was insane, bro.
So you got a little taste.
No, I never did.
A little taste.
Dude, I'm surprisingly never been like a weirdo.
You at least put your finger in a child's mouth.
I think I told this on my other podcast, dude. When I was 19, my friend who was in high school still, it was either a girl, it was from a mutual friend. This girl messaged me. It was like, "Hey, my friend says you sell weed." I was like, "I do." And the girl who sent me this person, I trusted. So I was like, "Okay, I got you." Started selling this girl weed.
Ooh.
And I was like, "Oh, your friend's cute." And she was like, "Oh, yeah, you should ask if she wants to smoke sometime." I was like, "Oh, okay, I will." Asked if she wanted to smoke. She was like, "Yeah." We hung out. We were hanging out for like 10 minutes. I rolled a blunt and I was like, "Should have asked this earlier. How old are you?" And she goes, "I'm 16." And I was 19. I said, "Okay, I'm going to finish rolling this and I'm going to bring you home." And she was like, "Okay." And I was like, "I didn't realize you were 16.
How old? Where were you?"
I was, what do you mean, where was it? We were like at our...
No, but like what state were you in?
Connecticut.
Age of consent in Connecticut is 15.
It doesn't matter, Joe. I was like, I didn't even realize she was in high school. So it was like my friend...
You knew what you wanted.
No, but my friend was out of high school. She introduced me to her friend.
Careful, Sal, you're going
to
knock over the weed
and container we were talking about.
Yeah, just
that's what I mean.
I found a screw for that. Yeah. So luckily, like, this fucking table is fucking.
And even then, we're 3 years apart. It's really not bad, but I was like, this is weird. And I just brought her home.
It's all good.
And it was cool. And we're cool to this day. We're friends on the internet.
Did you have sex with her once you turned
Never.
Of age?
We've never even.
Never had sex?
We worked together later at a restaurant. Like, I walked in, and I was like, you
never
work
had
here?
You never had sex
no,
with her.
No, she's still hot. But
would you have sex with her?
What if
Vanessa wouldn't find out?
Actually, that girl's named Vanessa. It's pretty funny.
That girl's named
Vanessa? That girl's actual name Vanessa.
Little sweet 16-year-old Vanessa?
Yeah. She's sweet. She's nice.
How old is she now? 19?
No, she's an adult.
Like 25?
We're 3 years apart, you retard. She's like 29.
Ooh, perfect, dude.
I know, but I'm not... I'm unavailable, dude.
Come on, dude.
Anyway.
What's Rebecca doesn't need to know.
It's my cousin's name.
Damn, dude. All these fucking women, dude.
There are a bunch of... I don't think I've ever hooked up with a Rebecca either.
You never hooked up with a Rebecca?
No.
I think I have. Mm-hmm. Wait, have I? No, I don't know.
I have a cousin named Sarah, and I've hooked up with a few Sarahs.
You hooked up with your cousin Sarah?
No, I have a cousin
named
Sarah.
Mamma mia.
I have a
friend. Oh, hey, silly.
I also have a friend named Sarah.
Nice.
And I have not hooked up with her, but
yet,
a bunch of other Sarahs. I think like two.
Whoa.
Or three, maybe.
Damn.
I don't remember. I know definitely two.
Ooh.
I think. Whatever.
Damn.
Shout
Sally.
Out to the Sarahs of the world. They've all been all right. They either let me hit or we're related or best buds.
Or both.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on, dude. Might as well keep it in the family. Dude.
I can't. That's another taboo. Like, I've never been like, ooh, my cousin's hot. I've always been like, because it's like a I'm like repulsed by like actual wrong shit.
Yeah, right. Get out of here, Sal, you little fucking monster.
The only one that got me recently where I was like, when Billie Eilish first showed up, I was like, how old is that girl? Like, when I first saw her, I went, how old is that girl? I need to know before I say anything.
Right.
And then they were like, she's 17. I was like, I'll be back. I'll be back later. Bye.
And the minute she turned 18, the titties came out.
Dude, they're kind of great.
She's an industry plant.
She's hot and she has huge tits.
She's bred to be. And then, you know what? They're going to exploit that.
Yep.
And then, you know, she's probably going to have, like, another fucking mental breakdown.
I hope.
And then it's going to be, like, another, like, tell-all thing. Like, all these fucking chicks, they go through it, and then they come back, and then they're going to look fucking great.
Bro, if you can afford to do whatever you want on your free time, you should be able to figure your life out.
I wouldn't waste it on plastic surgery. I would slowly but surely transform my body into
Ooh,
a robot.
Augments.
Yeah.
Like cyberpunk.
Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I'm fucking cyberpunk.
I like that. You're not like one of those queers who's like, I'm going to get horns and shit, right?
No, dude. I'd have like fucking like Predator. Mantis blades come out of my fucking
forearm. Saw blade. Like,
yeah, dude.
Cyrax.
All of my fucking fingertips become a fucking joint lighter.
Like a key.
Yeah.
You can get into anyone's house.
Inspector Gadget. Lock, yeah.
I like that, dude.
Yeah, dude. French tickler on my thumb.
I got I'll have like a flintlock pistol come out of my kneecap.
I'll have like rollerblades on my knees, so that way I can like just like fucking like slide.
Yeah, power slide for real.
I'd have like fucking glider wings.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have yeah, dude, I'd have X-ray vision. So
I'd have a tail.
Ooh, I like that. But it's like got like electric whip powers.
Yeah, it has like it serves a purpose. I can balance off of it, so I can bounce off of it like a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Or Tigger.
Ooh.
Or I can use it like a whip.
I like that.
Yeah.
I would definitely
fuck, I can't wait to be a robot.
Yeah,
dude.
I would want like a type of like death beam to come out of my penis.
I'd have like monkey feet. So
ooh,
I could like grab
I like
shit
that.
With my, you know, like opposable.
Yeah, like all right, you know the it's in the Desperado movies, like the gun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want that. I'm thinking like my nuts are two revolver cases, and my penis is just a fucking cannon.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
I'd keep my human brain so I could still get high.
Ooh, that'd be nice. Yeah. But yeah. Yes. I'm with all of this. Maybe some, like the wings from Gargoyles. Metallic.
Yeah,
where
you can like glide. Yeah, the Steel Clan.
They fly. Yeah, the Steel Clan. Yeah. You get it, dude. I knew you'd know. There we go.
Dude, there
but
we
they
go.
Like fold into my back.
Right, right.
There we go.
You got it dude, for like when you're inside and shit.
Yeah. Yep. The Kano Eye. You got to do that. Maybe two of them. Endless possibilities.
I mean, you can even go full like RoboCop
ooh,
visor,
dude. You got. I might have to do the like the that He-Man villain, the jaw. The like bear trap jaw.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be sick, dude. Could eat for real, eat some pussy off.
Or I'd have it like the vampire eaters in Blade 2 where it like opens up.
Ooh.
Like a pussy.
That's a crazy one, dude.
Or it. It also kind of did that.
Yo, there's another fuck. All the mouth.
Like,
things.
And that's the thing is like, and whenever like people are like talking about like body augmentation or like becoming like cybernetic. Like, why do you want to still look like a fucking human? Like, that defeats the whole purpose, dude. Like, go full, like mythical creature.
Yeah. Become a centaur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alligator.
Ooh.
Human, like literal human centipede.
You could be, like, Killer Croc.
Yeah.
And just be muscular but ugly and live in the sewer. Yeah, that's the life.
That's tight.
That's tight.
Can't wait.
It's better than cramming into this city, let me tell you, dude.
I'm over it, dude. I'm over New York. I can't wait to move. I can't wait to move back to San Francisco.
I enjoy New York. I just don't
goodbye New York.
It's funny. Once I think I'll have made enough money to live here, I'll want to leave. Cuz they'll take my money. You know what I mean? I'll live here for a year successfully, and then at the end of the year, they'll be like, "All right, taxes." And
what's,
I'll go,
"What successfully?"
Like spots at, you know, all the time spots.
You'll never get that.
All the time.
We'll never get that, dude.
It could happen, dude.
We're too much of an outlier.
It could happen, dude. We just got to make, we have to make different moves, dude.
What moves?
We
what
gotta
moves,
be,
Alex?
So I'm saying, bro, we got to start doing sketches, doing stuff online.
I hate sketches. I hate online,
I know,
dude.
Me too, but we got to do it.
No.
What do you think's
going to
happen?
This podcast is already enough, dude.
That'll help. That's what I'm saying. If we do this and all the other things, dude, you see, this is what I was telling Ryan, and he agrees with me. It's like, I think Kelly will agree too. We all see people who do all these things and are bad at it, but somehow have some success. So it's like, why not just do the same thing? And our success should be the same, if not better. You know what I mean? Like, there's people out here who genuinely suck at comedy who I would kill for the amount of stage time they get.
But what's the point? Like, if a fucking venue is going to have, like, some dog shit comedian like that.
But if they are... But my point is, they're not all dog shit. They just have... There's the... The outliers are just as good as the... Are just as strong... Just as many bad comedians as there are good comedians getting booked, I feel like.
Like who?
It's just, like... I mean, really want me to name them, dude? I could do it.
You couldn't.
I could. I mean, if we had more money, I'd do it. I don't really care about some of these people, but it's like,
always worried about money, dude. It's going to go away.
It is, but, you know, not if you do the right thing with it.
So what, you're just going to do comedy forever and be successfully forever? It comes in waves.
Eventually. There's a way to...
We have to open our own comedy club, Alex. That's the only way.
That is one of the paths some people seem to be choosing.
Should we open one? What should we call it?
No. No.
The fuck hut.
Yeah, dude, there was a group of comics back in Connecticut who named their venue the fuck pit, and it died, I think, within a week or two. like, I mean, so fast. And they, like, bitched about it and everything. And everyone was like, you named it the fuck pit. Like, why did you think that would take off? And they were, like, established comics at the time.
Yeah.
Like, they were, like, in the scene. And they shit on everyone. We're like, oh, you guys don't want to come to the fuck pit. We're like, nobody does. It's called the fuck pit.
Yeah, it sounds dangerous.
No people show up because it's called the fucking fuck pit. Fucking idiots. Anyway, shout out Brian Bargainier and Kate Clancy. I'll say them by name.
Whoa.
Fucking retards. They got mad at me because Kate showed up in blackface online.
I know those guys through Zoom comedy.
Dude.
That's funny.
Kate got mad. They got mad at me because I wow reacted to Kate being in blackface. You're in blackface. I'm allowed to wow react.
Nice,
fucking
dude.
Fucking retard. Anyway, and then Brian tried to get big about it, and I was like, I'll literally kill you, but it's fine.
Oh, that's
I didn't say that to him, but I said
that's
it.
Wild,
I
man.
Said it with a look of like, dude, chill out. You're a young man.
They lived in an RV, right?
I don't know. Shout out to them. I honestly wish them the best for real because that whole situation was nonsense. I don't care if Kate was in blackface. In all
blackface is pretty cool.
It's pretty. It was also like I don't mean to be like it was a different time. It's like. It was from a different time, and it was a Halloween costume, and who gives a shit at the end of the day? But if they're going to hold a wow emoji against me, I get to bring this up, so go fuck yourselves.
Damn, spaghetti.
You know, they could, yeah, anytime.
The fuck pit.
Listen, anytime my enemies, and this is, goes out to even my ex-girlfriend, any of my enemies can reach out, and we can square it off. It's just some of you have work to do. You know what I mean? Like, some of them,
yeah.
It's not just sorry anymore. It's
what
not,
is it? Like, here's money?
Honestly, with my ex, it actually would be like, if
she,
my,
how much does she need to give
she
you?
She actually would owe me money. Yeah.
How much?
Thousands of dollars.
Why?
Because she knows. She knows why.
$1 for every tear you shed.
Not that. It's like she knows why. She owes me money.
What?
She owes me money and time.
Well, fucking, have you
and
tried
stage
to,
time.
Have you tried giving her a Venmo request?
No. No, it's not like that. It's like she owes me, like the amount of stage time she's taken away from me and the venues she's taken away from me, she owes me money. Yeah.
Damn, dude, you should take her to small claims.
No.
We're formally
suing.
I'm
going to let the Father Time and Gravity take care of her.
What? Alex, you're so goofy. You're
I mean, spicy. When you weigh, Joe, when you weigh a lot and you lose the weight and you keep putting it on and off, your body starts to sag and it gravity, you get
that's
it.
Why
and
I never
time,
lose the weight.
Yeah. You know, dude, some people, like, they read one article and they ignore 1,000 others, like my ex. So there
ooh.
You go. Anyway, sorry. You're right. I'll stop.
It's okay, dude.
Who
would have thought Cupid's arrow would ignite such fury in your heart?
Dude,
when well
I hate
passion.
Someone, I hate someone.
Yeah, but you got to let that go. You're gonna
I'm
have,
working
You're
going
to have, like, a fucking
I'm getting better.
Stroke.
Believe me. Dude, I've accepted how I'm going to die. I've told you.
Yeah, but there's no need for that. It's completely preventable.
I'm trying, but I also, you know, it's the way
don't
it,
want to.
I don't want to. Whenever I go back to Connecticut, too, dude, I get, like,
horny.
I mean, a little, but because my lady's there. But I get, like, more instantly I have, like, and my aggression goes to, like, here. And that's weird because the city, you'd think, like, antagonizes mm-hmm. you more. But out here, I'm like, I know what I'm doing, and I'm by myself. When I go back to Connecticut, I get, like, the old shit starts
the
getting in my head. Yeah, and I'm just, and I'm, like, around my family, and they're all, like.
You want to kill your
what
family.
Dude, my mom, love my mom. This is how selfish I am, because I stay with my mom for free, dude. But I brought her home. I had a full leftover of tater tots. I mean, massive, dude, like a full tray of tater tots.
Yeah.
And she goes, those look great. I go, you can have some, just don't go crazy. Dude, she left me a sliver of fucking tater tots, her and my stepdad, bro. And that's fine. I get to stay there for free, dude. But let me tell you, when I opened the fridge and saw that, there was a like a lightning strike of rage that went through me. And I'm like, I'm a bad son. I know I'm a bad son thinking this. But at the same time, you didn't have to eat all of it. And I said that to myself. And the old me would have, like, confronted my mom about it, but I did not.
Where'd you get the tater tots? Did you buy
Sliders, dude. They were with chicken and everything. Dude, they were loaded tots with lemon pepper chicken on them, dude. They were so fucking
good. Why didn't you have them at night?
I went to have them at night. I came home. She saw me put them in the fridge, and I said,
why'd you put them in the fridge? You shouldn't have said that.
Because I'm a good son, and I thought she would be a good mom. But you know what else she did one time, dude? Last Christmas, dude, we got. Yeah. Do we get Chinese food?
Oh,
we're trash. We don't want to cook anymore.
Me Chinese.
Yeah, I don't want to cook anymore though. For real, we got Chinese, dude. We had, I think, two or three, not touched. General Tso chickens.
Yeah.
She gives them to my fucking cousin to go. She gave them to him. I'm like, I'm going back to New York tomorrow. What the fuck? And she's like, he wanted them. I go, he's 6'5", 250 pounds. That's his snack. This is like my dinner for 3 days.
Why didn't you just ask your mom for some money?
I don't want my mom's money, dude.
You want her General Tso's chicken?
I wanted the leftover General Tso. She gave it to my cousin who lives at home. Fuck. That's the thing. I'm like, he doesn't even have to pay for the fucking... Oh!
Sorry. Just be like, Mom, I want money. I need money.
I don't like to ask. They've given me enough money throughout my life.
Parents are indebted to you forever, dude.
It's true. They brought me into this world. Yeah. It's not my fault.
I didn't ask for this, and if I could, I'd fucking kill myself, but I can't.
Yeah.
Give me some fucking money.
Yeah.
That's what you got to say. Yeah. You got to say, Mom, give me some money or I'll kill myself.
Yeah.
And then send her a fucking FaceTime of you holding a gun to your head. Do you have a gun?
No.
You can use one of mine.
I can find one on my block. I bet you if I walked door to door. I just got to take a picture with your gun.
You want to fake a kidnapping?
Sure.
Mrs. Tomaselli, give me $15,000. I have your son.
I don't think they have that much money.
Really?
No, dude.
Damn, how come parents, like, how come everyone's poor, dude?
Dude, they're poor. How come parents are poor and just, like, that's what I mean. Like, whenever I meet someone at the house and I find out they're kind of poor, I'm like, how do you hold on to the house?
It's like they probably just have, like, they probably got, like, a good, like, they locked in a good APR or something.
See, I don't even know what the fuck that means, brother.
You got to pay, like, taxes and shit. Whatever, dude. Eventually, someday, I'm going to own a house.
You think so?
If I can get 200 grand and just keep it in savings, I can live off the interest in that for the rest of my life.
That's cool.
So that's the goal.
Okay.
I am 1% of the way there.
Yeah, man. Dude, that's... We're at 106.
We're at 106. It's done.
That's
it. Well, hey, folks, happy holidays. By the time you're watching this, we hope you're watching this over a fire. Maybe you're with your friends. Maybe you're with your family. Maybe you're with a group of people that are your support. But you know what? It's been a wild and crazy year for us. We've had our ups and downs.
Yeah.
This podcast has taken on many forms.
It really has, actually.
But all through it, we've had the people watching and supporting. So as we draw this year to a close, we want to thank those of you that have come out and not called us gay and let us do this thing. And also, most importantly, thanks to Dream Treats.
Yes, NYC.
Our first and only sponsor of the pod who, you know, gives us edibles and asks in return that we support their product, which we're very happy to do.
Yes.
They have everything. They have
chocolates.
Yes.
Rice Krispie Treats, gummies, flour, and a bunch of other secret menu items that you'd have to ask him about.
Yep. So follow them on Instagram.
Dream
send
them
a
Treats,
DM.
NYC.
Yeah. Tell them Sally sent you.
And yeah, you'll get a percentage off.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet. Yeah, guys, please subscribe to the channel. A lot of people did. Not a lot, but, you know, a few people have in the past week, and we really appreciate that. So please, please subscribe, you guys, because we are trying to just get it to that channel. It's just, we don't, neither of us are savants at this, and we don't ask for help, and we're lazy. So we just ask, all we ask of you is subscribe to the channel and tell a friend or two. If anyone you know likes comedy podcasts, just send them our way, because we try to be funny, and
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and happy Kwanzaa, dude.
God bless us, everyone.
Yeah, see you in hell.